to the Plant Powered Podcast. Today I'm going to be doing a little chat about mock meat versus real meat, which is better. Heaps of people think that mock meat is really bad for you and it's just processed crap and it's made in a lab and it's got all these fillers and preservatives, and they think that real meat is just meat, but there is a lot more stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So I wanted to challenge your perspective a little bit and give a few new ideas. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram at CassieAmber with 2 underscores. I post daily food inspiration on there and different nutrition tips and talk about all things health and wellness. And don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more videos or podcasts like this. So first things first, some mock meats are super processed and they're full of fillers and got all these different ingredients, and some of them are really, really clean and can be a great way to get in different variety of protein, or especially if you're having different cravings and stuff like that. So to me, it all depends on the brand. There's also a difference in the quality of meat you're buying, so not all meat is the same, whether it's like fatty ass mince or processed sausages that aren't even meat, or whether you're getting like a higher quality cut of steak. Obviously it's going to be different, but there's still that stuff that goes on behind the scenes, even with a steak, where people don't really realize because it just comes ready to go on the supermarket shelves. So I think it's time we make the connection and be more open to new ideas and ways of doing things that are more beneficial to our health, the animals, and our planet. So, real meat, some of the pros. Some nutrients can be more easily absorbed than plants. This means they're more bioavailable or in higher amounts. Meat is a good source of protein, and it's also easy to find options when you're dining out, as it's the go-to for society. This doesn't make it right, but many people are put off going vegan due to the social situations or being on the go. Some of the cons of meat are that humans still have to do the job and go to work to kill day after day. Think about what that does to their mental health. Meat contains heme iron, which although is more easily absorbed, new studies show it can cause damage to the arteries, has toxic effects to our central nervous system, and causes cellular oxidative damage. Some of the cons of meat: it causes inflammation, which is the root cause of many diseases. It's high in saturated fat and raises cholesterol, which increases the risk of heart disease and stroke. Antibiotics are fed to the animals due to the tight living conditions and to put size on the animal. This could lead to antibiotic resistance in humans and become a global health threat. Worldwide pain, death, and suffering for the animals. People tend to indulge in a lot of carcinogens declared by the World Health Organization, such as salami, bacon, and deli meats. So as I said before, not all meats are created equal, but people just kind of put it into one category. But there are better cuts and better kinds, but definitely not the deli meats and all those kinds of things because of the health impacts it has on our body. It's unsustainable long-term with our growing population and rate in which we eat it several times a day. And meat contains hormones which can affect our bodily processes. Now with mock meat, some of the pros: it has no risk of food poisoning or infection compared to animal flesh. You can literally cook your food in 5 to 10 minutes. Most of my dinners are 10 minutes. You don't have to worry about the chicken being undercooked and giving you salmonella and food poisoning. Or if you take it to work, it can be out of the fridge for a few hours. Like, you're not going to get sick of it, which is a huge bonus. It's delicious and realistic. We're so lucky with options compared to vegans 10 years ago. No one has to die. Some brands fortify their products with iron and B12. This makes it excellent. Say if you've got your time of month and you're craving something a bit more dense. I love the Veggie Delights veggie mints, and I mix it with some chili beans and crushed tomatoes, and that honestly does it for me. Far less saturated fat than real meat and higher in fiber. It doesn't contribute towards the world's leading diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and cancer. You can still enjoy your favorite meals without the negative implications on the planet and our resources. And I only wrote one con of mock meat. Although there are plenty of great brands that use minimal ingredients, some are full of additives, gums, sodium, oils, preservatives, and fillers, meaning it should be classed as a processed food or a treat food. So I'll put up some graphics here of some products I have mentioned in my YouTube channel before. So I've got this plant-based garlic Keeves, and as you can see, it's got a huge ingredients list, but if you compare it to the Sun-Fed Chicken-Free Chicken, it is more expensive, but it's got absolutely minimal ingredients. It's got 62% more protein than fresh, lean, skinless chicken breast. And it's $11 per box, which has 3 serves, and that's more pricey, but you are paying for quality, so I just like to mix it with cheaper ingredients, like mix it through some quinoa and some salad and stuff to kind of make it worth the while and go a bit further. I've also got this graphic of bacon that I put together. So the next bacon is really, really delicious. But as you can see, huge ingredients list. It should be safe for a treat. But if you compare it to the Sunfed bacon, that one's only $6.50 a box containing 3 serves, which I think is quite reasonable. It's made from water, pea protein, a bit of olive oil, some hickory liquid smoke, fermented red rice powder, and it's got 66.3% less sodium than cooked pork bacon, and it is cholesterol free. It's got quite a good protein content as well. The other thing I wanted to share was this post that I found on Instagram, and it's like, fake meat is not the future, and it's got the Impossible and Beyond Burger and got this huge list of ingredients compared to just organic grass-fed beef. And that really annoys me, because as the few things I mentioned above, like, they don't consider anything about the planet's resources, the fact that someone else has to go out and kill the animals for them and actually have that as a lifestyle, like going out to do that every day, just slaughtering animal after animal. They haven't considered plenty of other things in the meat, like the hormones and saturated fat, which contributes to the world's leading diseases, death, like it literally costs someone their whole life to be on your plate. And I think that a small amount of meat can be considered a luxury or every so often thing instead of an everyday item for most people who don't want to give it up entirely. So of course, comparing it to those brands of mock meats make them look bad, because they aren't health foods. They're for when we want to indulge in a greasy burger as a treat. So to make it healthier, choose a mock meat with more minimal and natural ingredients, or make homemade patties using legumes and mushrooms, or a slab of marinated tofu and fry it until it's crispy. So in conclusion, choose mock meat brands with more minimal and wholesome ingredients. Personally, Sunfed is the highest quality I've found so far. This is in New Zealand and Australia. Mock meat is a great option to add for a variety of protein to satisfy cravings or enjoy traditional favorites. However, you should enjoy cheaper and more natural sources of protein throughout the week too. This can include TVP, which is like a mince, stands for textured vegetable protein, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, tofu and tempeh, edamame beans, protein shakes, whole grains, and more. I really like the fact that mock meat is so easily available to us, and it's even rolling out in fast food stores like Burger Urge and Hungry Jack's. So that means we can enjoy a meal with our conscience clear and stay true to our values. It is a very rewarding way to fuel your body. So long story short, you can still enjoy all your favorite foods, but no one has to die in the process. I heard this really funny meme, well, I saw a funny meme online, and it said, why do you eat mock meat instead of just going out to eat the real thing? And they said, why do you play video games shooting people if you could just go out and do the real thing? And they said, well, that would make me a murderer. And they said, exactly. So it sounds a little bit intense, but basically you can still eat the things, but no one has to die. It uses far less resources on the planet. It doesn't have all the saturated fat, all of the stuff in it. So it just feels a lot better to do it that way, to be honest. And before I went plant-based, I tried a vegan sausage and I thought it was so weird. And the first time I tried tofu, I thought it was disgusting. And honestly, once you get into it, you just find ways to cook it and your taste buds adjust and your whole digestion improves and you just discover all these different health benefits. And last but not least, do we have to give up meat for good? If it's a food you really enjoy, you don't have to give it up forever. Many of my friends and clients only eat animal products if it's offered to them in social situations or when dining out, but they eat plant-based during the week, for example. Some people do feel better having a small amount of animal products in their diet. Personally, I still eat eggs from my chicken, so I don't support the industry. And salmon is my absolute favorite food, which I have 2 to 3 times a month. I always crave it at certain times of my cycle. We are all individual and will respond differently physically and mentally, so I recommend that you make it work for you. Find your balance that you can maintain long term with an approach that allows you to be your healthiest and happiest self. A predominantly plant-based approach is something that's not really talked about, but it can be a great option for many. So I hope this has helped open your eyes to the comparison of real meat versus mock meat. And just remember, you can lose fat, build muscle, and thrive while fueling yourself with plants, breaking down the stereotypes one day at a time. Don't forget you can sign up for my free 7-day plant-based masterclass series where I take you through all the different things you need to know about plant-based diet. You just get a daily email delivered right to your inbox. Otherwise, I've got Beautiful Body Blitz, which is my 8-week program, and you'll get all your meal guides, you'll get weekly educational videos that are exclusive. It's not on any other channel, so you'll get that delivered right to your inbox, and you'll get little worksheets to fill out so you can track your progress, figure out things that are challenging you, help overcome different barriers, and help you reach your goals. So I'll put the links to everything below. I hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.